and bombs and, you know, Mexican this and, you know, slant-eyed f**k and all this other shit.
Man, I don't know how to start this. Derek always does that shit.
What do you mean start it? Just like get the ball rolling?
Yeah, why don't you start it?
You want me to start the shit?
Okay, the name of it just say, get over here and listen to this podcast, and I put the Scorpion voice over, get over here.
Oh my god, I only know how to get through the chopper. I don't know how to get over here. All right.
Hey everybody, welcome to the TNL podcast.
Oh my god, he's got radio voice.
Something like that? Yeah, hey.
Yeah, that's you, dude. That's all you.
Yeah, do it professionally now. Do it for real.
Okay. Hello, TNL, and welcome to Get Over Here, the official TNL podcast.
No, it's Get Over Here and Listen to This Podcast.
You bastard.
God damn it.
Dude, what am I supposed to do?
We're leaving it exactly like that.
Yeah, that's fine.
This is AFX, and I'm here with Stibbins, as always, and we have two special guests this week, Sleepboy and Chucks, who are here with us in the on my lap.
Oh yeah.
And we're gonna talk about shit. It's gonna be fucking cool.
Chucks is the one that sounds like a black guy.
What's up, everybody?
I ain't no punk bitch either.
This is Sleeve. What's up, everybody?
This is Chucks. If you know my voice, that means you're awesome. If you don't, you need to get a fucking Xbox. Understand?
Alright, well, first order of business here. We have piracy. Derek, what are your thoughts about this?
I really like piracy for the most part. Actually, for really all the parts. I want to say that it's wrong, but I know that I do it so much that it can't possibly be wrong when it feels so very right. I know there's like a, you know, there's always kind of been a huge thing about piracy going on, especially, you know, around video games and stuff, especially starting back with the Dreamcast, which you could pretty much pirate anything ever for. But
yeah, yeah. That's me too.
I mean, I don't know. I do it all the time. I want to sit here and probably express some kind of contrary opinion, but honestly, I download a shitload of games, and I always have.
I don't buy music anymore. I don't buy games anymore, really. They're either sent to me for free, or I get them for free. That's basically it. And, I guess, yeah, just like you, I started with the Dreamcast. Chucks, I think you have a good story about this.
I guess you could say that. You know, I'll preface it a little bit with saying that, I got into it with the PlayStation. Mainly it was Corley's fault, because he told me how to do all this dumb shit. You know, the night that Ikaruga came out, I got it from this little program you guys might know about called IRC, and I finally got it around 2 o'clock in the morning. Josh, you know, the most prolific poster in history, if you will, lives about a good 30 to 40 minutes away from me at the time. I am him, and I'm like, dude, I got Ikaruga, I burnt it. It was like 19 megs at the time, which was insane considering it was a Dreamcast game. And, you know, sure enough, he made that 40-minute drive into, like, a 20-minute drive and was over my house by 2:30 in the morning. That picture you've seen of him with the Ikaruga finger on, or, you know, the middle finger with the Ikaruga, that's my disc that I gave to him. So, that's a little history for you.
Aw. I want to say that I can understand the perspective of people that say, you know, new games that are coming out, that I can understand why they say piracy is wrong, because you can go out and buy this game on the shelf, and I'm not going to try to defend that, even if I do it. But people that, you know, argue piracy against NES games and Super Nintendo and Genesis games and all that stuff, you know, you shouldn't have ROMs. That's just completely ridiculous.
Or even people who, like, act like piracy killed their dog and shit down his mouth or something. You know what I mean? Piracy helped me save $50 from buying an atrocious piece of shit that people call Final Fantasy XII. That's what it did. I threw down the gauntlet. I challenge you fuckers in the thread to come at me, because I said it right here, right now. It's a piece of shit. Do you understand it?
You heard it, folks. Start typing.
But we did. Eric and I, we had a discussion about this the other day. The whole thing about people bitching because you download ROMs and stuff, and I kind of touched on this before, but the big argument is that, well, you know, the developer doesn't see any of your money and all this bullshit. But you know what? They don't if you buy used games. And what have people been doing with NES games and Super NES games for the past 10, 15 years? They've been buying them used. So,
right, you can't honestly, buy an NES game new, so why bother?
It's true.
We gotta talk about Beefy Hits. This kind of ties in with piracy because he doesn't
make
$10
Beefy Hits.
An hour, so he probably does pirate a lot of shit. Rident's making $13 an hour at Fry's, and Beefy Hits thinks that Rident is made in the shade, and $13 an hour for retail is unheard of. Making more than $10 an hour right at the beginning of any job is nigh impossible unless you're a pharmacist, doctor, or have some hookups.
I'll tell you what's ridiculous.
How much are you guys
working
making?
Retail after being like 20. That's ridiculous.
Well,
I think like a solid 11.
I think Beefy Hits is something like 35 years old.
Oh my god. You know what? All of his money goes
Christ.
To shovelware. That's where it's going.
He's the one that plays all the shitty games. And the thing is, there's another thread. What's coming in 2007, Beefy Hits? His exact quote on Phoenix Wright. Phoenix Wright would be good, but the first one was too difficult to be enjoyable. I'm stupid and lazy, and I don't have a law degree.
It's a text adventure.
I don't have
made
a fucking
for,
law
like,
degree.
Special ed kids.
I beat the game.
You can do it.
It's made for 5 years.
I've never even played it, and I already beat it.
If you see blood on this,
right? You see blood on the ground.
If you see blood on the screen,
I'm
you can figure the guy was murdered. Yeah, anyone can fucking play that. And this kid, he's not making more than $10 an hour. He can't figure out Phoenix Wright. I mean, is there anything else anyone has to say about him?
I think he pretty much speaks for himself.
Yeah, I don't have a lot to say about him. Shovelware. I just got to get that point across.
And he hates the PSP.
What about it?
He hates it.
He hates it. He absolutely
PSP.
Hates it.
He acts
that's
like
dog
PSP,
money.
Like kill. No. This is Beefy Hits. I'm sure Dog Money hates it too, because Dog Money likes to hate everything.
No, he hates everything that's portable. Beefy Hits only hates the PSP. He's in love with an N70.
Yeah, Beefy like, Hits is yeah, 30. What are you doing making $10 an hour, kid?
He's got to step up.
Give the guy that he's dealing with what he has.
Little bit at a time, baby steps.
I'll tell you what, though. I'm playing my DS more than I'm playing my PSP, but that's just me.
I'm playing my PSP more than I'm playing my DS, so there.
Really? No, what are you playing on it?
I'm playing Ultimate Ghouls and Ghosts.
PSP at all?
Still playing that. I'm playing, I don't know, that Every Extend Extra.
Okay.
I got that. I don't know how the hell to play it, though. It doesn't really make any sense.
That's that game where, like, you die and you get points or something to that extent.
Yeah, you explode yourself and you try to blow up things and you try to make chains. I don't know, it's kind of like Ikaruga, I guess. But, yeah, like, there's a boss at the end of the first level and, I don't know, you have to blow stuff up around it and then I end up dying and, I don't know. The colors are kind of neat, though. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, I guess...
But a lot of people at TNL really like it.
Well, that's kind of
standard, I guess.
Let's segue here from that. Let's do what you guys are playing right now, because I'm not playing shit. I don't play video games. Chucks, what are you playing?
I'm playing too much shit. Let me tell you what. Let's see. I've been playing the shit out of my Wii. Yeah, I went and bought one, but that's another topic for later on in the podcast. So I'm playing a little bit of Zelda, playing a little bit of Wii Sports. I played that with my girlfriend. We did boxing. It was fun punching her in the face for a little bit.
You're not talking about on the Wii.
There's a good voice. There's a good sample right there.
Oh, yeah, I'm just talking about hitting her in the face.
Yeah.
Gears of War, of course. If you're not playing this, again, like I said in the beginning, go buy an Xbox. This is the game you've been waiting for. It's completely changing the way you play online shooting games, period. It's just a lot of fun, and I would love to chop you in half with a chainsaw. Viva Pinata, playing a little bit of that. Dave was talking about all this silly-ass Juicy Gooses and shit, like a full-on faggot. I just know him by what they look like. He's got the whole... He must have bought, like, the strategy guide or some shit. And, you know, here and there, I'm playing a couple DS games, like Elite Beat Agents, because I guess I'm gay like that. So, yeah, that's...
Elite Beat Agents is all right.
The podcast last week.
I played a little bit of that. I dig it.
You guys are never coming on the show anymore.
Oh, my God. Hey, I said Gears of War, all right?
Chucker,
Gears of
dude,
War.
What else are you playing? You've got to be playing more, because you make way more than $10 an hour.
Well, you know what, though? I'll tell you what. In the last since November 3rd when I got home from my Bahamian cruise, because I make enough money to go on cruises in the middle of October, bitches. Let's see, I got Gears of War, Fear, Viva Pinata, Splinter Cell, Contact, Elite Beat Agents, Children of Mana, what else do I got here? Monkey Ball, Zelda, Trauma Center, the Wii, an extra controller, a 2 gigabyte fucking SD card. Yeah, so, I mean, I make a little bit of money.
Dude, this is turning into
a
dick measuring contest.
What are you playing?
I'm playing Gears of War now, actually. That's why I'm not really...
You're not inviting Morphix back on this anymore.
Yeah. I haven't been paying attention since the beginning of the podcast, because I'm actually playing Gears of War right now. And Chuck is right, Gears of War is pretty much the most awesome thing ever.
Yeah, no, I'm serious. Like, I really want to meet more people from TNL so I can saw them in half.
I haven't even played with you, Chuck. Actually, we have to play.
All right,
I saw you on, like, a couple days ago, but...
When you get done playing Elite Beat Agents, you'll have to come back and start playing Gears of War again.
Do you need to play right now? Because I'll do it during this fucking podcast.
I'm playing right now. I don't even care what you're saying. I'm not listening to anybody because I'm playing it right now. All
right, it's my turn.
Yes, go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what am I playing?
The shitty PSP games.
Oh, yeah, I bought an HD DVD player too, fuckers.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking...
Other than shitty or PSP games. I'm playing a lot of PC games, actually. Getting into the PC stuff. Doing, playing the, Company of Heroes. What's that?
Is a PC?
I don't know. It's this old box that I have.
You said box.
So, yeah, I've been playing Company of Heroes. I've been playing the Dawn of War. Playing the real-time strategy games, getting into that. Oh, what else? Neverwinter Nights 2, I got that. Haven't really touched it, though. My girlfriend's been tackling that.
Now, did you buy those?
I really want to try Company Heroes.
I actually did buy them.
That's willpower.
Yeah. Well, I can afford to buy all that stuff. I guess I feel like I should support the companies, or else they're all going to go bankrupt. They're not going to make any more games.
Oh, yeah, speaking of which, another a flip side of piracy. I pirated Guitar Hero 2 because I wanted to play it before I could buy it. Then I bought it. See, I've got morals, sort of.
There you go. I bought that, too. I bought Guitar Hero 2 with the red guitar. I bought Okami. I haven't really played that. Has anyone played that?
What the fuck? Okami? No, I sold that to... grow a pair of balls. No, I sold them for something. I forgot what. It doesn't really matter. I just copy them and then I sell them back, so who cares?
We're going to talk about the Wii and the PS3 launches. I think Chucker got both of them like 5 times or something. Tell us what you think about
it. I don't make that much money. Come on. No, I didn't get a PS3. Mainly because I'm not spending $600 on a console. Fuck that noise. It's not going to happen, ever. But Tuesday night, I got some birthday cash, so I ran on over to Best Buy, and sure enough, fuckers were camping out, you know, Tuesday for a Friday night launch. I can't get down with that. And I asked them, I was just like, you know, what are you doing with your life? You're sitting here throwing away 3 days of your life and $600. I was like, what about your job? And they were like, oh, we quit. And I was like, that is a great investment. So,
nice.
My girlfriend's cousin was out there. I didn't even know he was.
This is why you pirate, so you don't have to camp out for the Best Buy.
This is exactly why I pirate. But my girlfriend's cousin was out there at this Annapolis Best Buy. Annapolis, you know, pretty nice little place, you know, not too much violence, what have you. He goes to the Exxon that I've been to when I camped out for my 360, because that's a man's console.
Mm-hmm.
He comes out of the bathroom, he gets thrown to the ground and robbed at gunpoint. What the fuck is happening? So, that's my PS3 story. I don't know if you guys have anything else.
That's pretty awesome. Wow.
That's another
really
reason why you
no
pirate,
because
you don't get mugged.
One.
Right. You know, it's so I can keep certain types of people from putting a gun to my head. That's why.
And by certain types of people, you mean what?
I mean ne'er-do-wells. you know, that sort. Ne'er-do-wells. People with a little less class,
like,
don't know how to act
going
right.
For.
Well, it's not what you got, so whatever. You know what? You know what you can do? You can bleep ne'er-do-wells and make it sound like I said something bad.
I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this.
Because it starts with an N. Edgy.
Good idea.
Edgy.
I don't think this podcast is censored.
No, let's see.
We censor checks as racism.
I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this.
I gotta get pretty fired up to start dropping those kind of bombs. Shit.
We'll talk about the Wii and use some, you know, words to describe Mexicans and Asians.
Oh my gosh, why would I want to talk about slant eyes and lawnmower people? I mean, shit. There, was that, is that good? Is that what you guys wanted? Are you playing the race card? Shit, we got Chucker on. He's edgy. Watch out. Can you save it for sweeps weeks, you fucking faggots? So I camped out for the Wii, and by camped out, I mean, I guess I was out there from 4:30 in the morning to about 8, so not too bad. People were talking about my girlfriend's cousin that got robbed, because I went to the same Best Buy after my girlfriend was begging me not to. She was like, you're going to get shot! And I was like, nah, it's, I don't know, you know. Her cousin was like a fucking nerd. Full-on black-rimmed glasses, like an emo kid, for real. If you look up, like, an emo kid on Google or whatever, first image comes up, probably looks just like him. but, you know, Best Buy had 102. I was number 43 by 4 in the morning. If I wanted to show up, like, right when they opened, I probably could have got one. That's all I really got to say about it. It's fun.
I just want to say that you're a faggot for buying a Wii.
That's cool.
That's really all I have to offer.
During the lag, me and Derek played 5 games of Gears of War.
Awesome.
That's right.
All right, let's talk about Go.
That is great.
Who saw it?
I didn't.
I saw it.
I did see it.
I'm not going to front about it. I saw it.
I'm not going to lie.
I do most of my posting at work, so, you know, someone says, Chuck's, hey, here's my dick. I'm not going to go through it.
Chuck has it as his background on his phone.
God.
It should be that girl in the logo at the top of the TNL holding the flag. It should be Goran's dick on the flag. I think Shidoshi should make it happen.
So what's going on with Gowron? Didn't he try to go in the military, or is he in the military?
I remember before he posted his dick, his big problem was he was trying to save like this really horrible relationship. And
yeah, he had a relationship with like a 45-year-old woman with 3 kids.
Right, something like that.
I don't remember much about that.
The guy is really screwed up.
Yeah, I remember that one, too. And everyone's like, you know... First, he made the initial threat, and everyone's like, don't do it. You're going to end up getting totally fucked out of it. And he's like, yeah, but I love her. And so everyone called that out as bullshit. And so pretty much like clockwork, like 3 months later, he makes this threat about how she totally broke up with him. And she was the one that popped his cherry, too. So that's why he was so in love with her.
Oh. And then 3 months later, he posts his dick, so, I mean, it's the circle of life.
Then what else did he do? Wasn't he, like, on a minor league baseball team for a while?
I think so.
Yeah, he talked about, like, like wanting to go into the majors, or, like, being one step away from the majors or something.
Wasn't he, like, Johnny Appleseed? Didn't he travel around planting apple trees?
I think
there
he
for
was.
Next topic, we got Marwan. Chucks and AFX, you probably have a lot to say about him.
Oh, yeah. This is maybe the best birthday present ever, am I right?
Oh, you're right.
Is he gone? He's permanently gone.
Yeah, he's permanently banned.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's done. He's done.
Because I gave him the month off because he was doing that, like, sending, you know, Fight Club links to, like, underage
members. That's right, he's
sending
it to minors.
Stuff. So we gave him a month off, and, like, kind of the backstory to it is that Chucks and I have, like, our birthdays are 1 day apart. So we just thought it would be, like, the most awesome thing ever if we
just kind of
banned him and he wasn't there for our birthdays and for the PS3 launch because he's such a huge Sony fanboy. We knew that it would kill him to not be able to post about it.
Him and Andy both. And I know Andy took, like, a 2-week-off deal or whatever, so it's pretty quiet. I wonder if they got their PS3s.
I don't really care.
I don't either, but it's just kind of, you know, it'd be interesting, because I'll tell you
just
what.
Just kind of curiosity, you know.
Right, right.
Where did Andy
go?
What happened?
But then Marwan started posting, like... Maybe he got shot when he was... Marwan actually PM'd me and said, hey, you know, can you unban me? And I said, no, this is your month. You'll be welcome back afterwards. So 5 or 6 days later, he starts posting as a dupe account. And so
that's right.
I just permabanned him, and no one said anything. Like, I kind of figured Nick would, you know, would maybe take a little exception to it, but Nick never said anything about it. He was just sort of like, okay. And so he's gone now, but he's at gaming age and asking the same fucking stupid questions of her gaming age.
How do I use the internet?
Excellent.
How do I swing my sword in Zelda, guys?
Guys, but I really... have a PS3, but I don't know how to turn it on.
He's gone forever now, so...
Maybe he did die, because he was on my my friend list on Xbox Live, and he used to send me the most retarded messages, and Corley was just like, why is he on your friends list? And I, you know, I didn't have a good answer. It was just kind of like, you know, if you send me a friend request, I'll put you on. You know, it's not like I got better shit to do.
Yeah, he sent me a friend's request, too, and I just, like, I had no idea what it was. I probably should have checked. But whatever, he's gone. Hitler lover.
Oh, awesome. God.
That's a whole other issue.
I think that's all there really is to say about that matter. What, do we have any more topics?
Yeah, we got more topics.
Someone actually quit TNL over the last podcast. I'm not going to say their name because it was really an attention ploy, but somebody actually quit TNL over the last podcast because it was so awesome.
Granted, they've only been gone for a little over a day, and you know, we know how that works out.
See if he'll be able to stay away.
It was funny, though, because it was somebody that, even if they just stopped posting, no one would ever notice. It might come up, you know, in a year in one of those, like, flashback threads where we're talking about...
Where did these posts
go? Remember this? And somebody would be like, oh, hey, remember that guy? But no one would actually really notice in the immediate future. But
TNL behind the posters, is that what we're going to do?
We should. We can find out what happened
in
Reno.
Really?
Yeah, Bon actually quit TNL because the podcast was so awesome, and because we mentioned his name in it.
He used to drop my name in a bunch of Got Next shit. I don't mind it.
I think
it.
He started posting here when he started doing the podcast.
Oh, he stole your TV. Nice.
He stole the 1 hour that we had recorded with Mizzo. That's what happened to it.
We're done with topics now. So, Chucks, why don't you just, like, you know, like, close us off with an Arnold impression or some shit?
What are you talking about? I can't just turn on the Arnold.
That's
do you need
about
anything
it.
Else?
Superstar. All
right, get the fuck out of here.
Nice.
Podcast is over.
Seriously, end this now. But
why can't you do
listening?
It? What's wrong with you? What's
thanks
the problem? You can't talk?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Thanks for listening to Get Over Here and
listen to this podcast, dude. Get to the chopper.
I'm AFX for Stibbins, Chucks, and Sleep Boy. We're gonna all jerk each other off now.
Negative. A neural net processor cannot jerk off another man.
You were at E3 2004 when Nick was there, right?
No, Sleep wasn't there.
No, I was there at E3 2003.
Which
oh,
one?
That's
which
right.
one was the
you were there when
incident?
That was 2004. 2003 was when it was... Send me another invite, Jux. For some reason, I got disconnected.
Aww.
But, 2003 was, like, me and Sleepboy, Burgundy, Bon, Reno, that fucking weird Belgian guy that was friends with Ali.
Oh, yeah, that shocker. That huge, big, fat guy.
That we were all in, like, the same room, and he slept in his tidy ways. It was fucking horrible. We're gonna get a bunch of people to just fly to Chicago sometime and show up at Nick's house.
Shit, Mizzo lives like down the street from him or something.
Yeah, and I don't think he's ever met Nick. I think Nick's always avoided like having to do something with Mizzo.
I was gonna put Mizzo's comment about Nick's beautiful penis right here.
Well, you know what? That's probably why Nick and Mizzo will never meet up. Just because Mizzo had to go and make it weird and talk about cocks.
I heard that James talks exactly in real life like he does on the boards.
Yeah, he pretty much does. And after everything he says, he says James.
He does.
He says
does
James.
He goes, oh man, I had fun going to McDonald's, James.
James.